The challenge comes in the form of a letter sent by attorneys working with the Gonzaga Environmental Law and Land Use Clinic to the Ponderay County Public Utility District, which sold land in Newport to the Canadian company Hitest Sand. The company has ambitious plans to build a silicon smelter in the community. Many local residents have organized opposition to the plan, fearing the environmental damage such a facility would do to the rural community. The PUD had purchased some of the property they sold to Hitest from Ponderay County. The opponents say the sale of that 14 acres in the transaction did not follow specific state regulations. Walter Tanner is an intern with the University Legal Assistance who says the law says such land sales can only be used for purposes that fall within the scope of a public utility district, that is, generating and delivering electric energy.
Washington statutes provide public utility districts with the authority to purchase or condemn land when they need it to further their operations. But buying land in order to sell it to a prospective customer is not within the gambit of PUD operation.
Tanner clarifies the PUD can sell surplus property, but this did not meet the standards for that type of sale either.
They could never have claimed it surplus. And the reason for that is because the PUD passed a resolution stating that they were planning on selling the property the day before they actually closed on the purchase of that property from Ponderay County.
Tanner says the PUD also failed to allow customers a chance to vote on that surplus sale as required by law. He says three other parcels sold to Hitest did follow the state guidelines.
That's what's so interesting about this is that the other three parcels did follow statutory procedures, and that shows that the PUD knew the process and how to do this and chose not to.
The letter to the PUD management asks that they void the land transactions within 30 days or legal proceedings will be taken. The PUD communications manager, Kenna Torno, says they're not offering any comment on the letter at this time. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.